Bhagavad Lila, Dasma Skanda, Chapter 31, Gopi Gita. Gopi Gita. The Gopis' Songs of Separation. This chapter relates how the Braja Gopis, overwhelmed by feelings of separation from Krishna, sat down on the bank of the Yamuna after continuously searching for Krishna for a long time. Each gopi began addressing Sri Krishna, the personal manifestation of all enjoyable tastes, according to her individual mode of ecstasy, and praying for his merciful darshan. As the pastimes of Krishna spontaneously arose in the minds of the gopis, whose consciousness was fully imbued with Krishna's presence, the gopis sang their song, Gopi Gita, which relieves the agony of those suffering from the burning pain of separation from Krishna, and which bestows supreme auspiciousness. Although the Bhagavatam says that Krishna was not physically present before the gopis when they were singing their Gopi Gita, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, by the power of his praying-filled vision, reveals some extremely charming dialogues between Sri Krishna and the gopis. In this regard, some acharyas state that Krishna was hiding in the bushes just beside the gopis, listening to their every love-filled utterance. Gopi Gita, text 1, chapter 31. Gopi Uchu. Jayati te dika janmana praja Shrayate Indira Shashvaratrahi Dayate Drishyatam Dikshutavakas Twaidritasavas Tumbichinvate. The cowherd damsels of Braj said, O beloved, your birth in the land of Braj has made it exceedingly glorious. And thus Indira, the goddess of fortune, always resides here in Vrindavan and Bailvan. It is only for your sake that we, your devoted servants, maintain our lives. We have been searching everywhere for you, so please show yourself to us. Sharadudashaye saddujatasat Sarasijodara Shimushadrisha Suratanatate Shokadasika Varadanignato Neyakimbhada. O Suratanath, O Lord of erotic love, in beauty your glance excels the whirl of the finest, most perfectly formed lotus within the autumn pond. O bestower of benedictions, you are killing the maidservants who have given themselves to you freely without any price. Ashoka Dasika. Isn't this murder? 3. Vishajalapyayad Vyalarakshasad Varshamarut Tada vaidyutana latprisha mayatmajad brishamayatmajad vishvatobayad rishabate vayam rakshita muhu. O greatest of personalities, you have repeatedly saved us from all kinds of danger, from the poisoned water of the Kalindi, from the terrible man-eater Agha, from the great rains of Indra, from the wind demon Trinavart, from the fiery thunderbolt of Indra, and from the bull demon, and from the son of Maya Dhanava. 4. Nakalo Gopika Nandano Bhavan Akila dehinam antaratmajik vikanasartito vishwaguptaye sakudeyivan satvatam kule. O Krishna, You are actually not the son of the Gopi Yashoda, Gopikanandana, O friend, but rather you are the indwelling witness in the hearts of all embodied souls. Because Lord Brahma prayed for you to come and protect the universe, you have now appeared in a Satvata dynasty. 5. Virachitabhayam Vrishniduryate Charanamiyusham Samsritir Bhayat Karasaroruham Kantakamadam Shirasi Dehina Shikaragraham. O best of the Vrishnis, your lotus-like hand, which holds the hand of the goddess of fortune, grants fearlessness to those who approach your feet out of fear of material existence. O lover, please place that wish-fulfilling lotus hand on our heads. Brajajanartihan virayoshitam nijajanasmaya dvamsanasmita bhajasakebhavat kinkarismano jalavruhananam charudarshaya. O you who destroy the suffering of Braja's people, O hero of all women, your smile shatters the false pride of your devotees. Please, dear friend, accept us as your maid servants and show us your beautiful lotus face. Pranata dehinam papakarshanam trinacharanugam shriniketanam fanifanarpitam tepudambujam krinukucheshuna krindirichchayam. Your lotus feet destroy the past sins of all embodied souls who surrender to them. Those feet follow after the cows in the pastures and are the eternal abode of the goddess of fortune. Since you once put those feet on the hoods of the great serpent Kaliya, please place them upon our breasts and tear away the lust in our hearts. Madhuraya gira vagavakya pudamanogya pushkarikshana vidikarerima viramuyatir adarasidunap yaya yaswana. O lotus eyed one, your sweet voice and charming words attract the minds of the intelligent, are bewildering us more and more. Our dear hero, please revive your maidservants with the nectar of your lips. Tava katamritam tapta jivanam kaviriditam kamashapaham shravanamangalam shimarattatam bhuvigrinanti de bulidajana. The nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. These narrations, transmitted by learned sages, eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly, those who spread the message of Godhead are most munificent. Prahasitam priya prema vikshanam viharanam chate dhyana mangalam rahasi samvido yadridhi sprisha kukano mana shobayantihi. Your smiles, your sweet loving glances, the intimate pastimes and confidential talks we enjoyed with you, all these are auspicious to meditate upon, and they touch our hearts. But at the same time, O deceiver, they very much agitate our minds. Chalasi yad vrajaj charayan pashun nalina sundaram natate padam shilachina kure siddhatitina kalilatam mana kanta gacchati. Dear Master, dear Lover, when you leave the coward village to tend the cows, our minds are disturbed with the thought that your feet, more beautiful than a lotus, will be pricked by the spiked husks of grain and the rough grass and plants. Dina parikshaye nila kuntaler vanaruhananam vibradavritam ganarajaswalam darshayan muhur manasina smaram virayachasi. At the end of the day, you repeatedly show us your lotus face, covered with dark blue locks of hair, and thickly powdered with dust. Thus, O hero, you arouse lusty desires in our minds. Pranatakamadam padmajarchitam dharni mandanam jayamapadi charna pankajam santamam chate ramana nastane shvarpayadi han. Your lotus feet, which are worshipped by Lord Brahma, fulfill the desires of all who bow down to them. Your lotus feet are the ornament of the earth, and they give the highest satisfaction. In times of danger, your lotus feet are the appropriate object of meditation. O Lover, O destroyer of anxiety, please put those lotus feet upon our breasts. Suratavardhanam shokanashanam swarita venuna sushtu chumbitam itaragavi smaranam drinam vitaraviranas tedaramritam. O hero, kindly distribute to us the nectar of your lips, which enhances conjugal pleasure and vanquishes grief. That nectar is thoroughly relished by your vibrating flute and makes people forget any other attachment. Atiti yad bhavanani kananam chuti yugayate tvam upashyatam kutila kuntalam shimukam chate charudikshitam pakshmakridrisham. When you go off to the forest during the day, a tiny fraction of a second becomes like a millennium for us, because we cannot see you. And even when we can eagerly look upon your beautiful face, so lovely with its adornment of curly locks, our pleasure is hindered by our eyelids, which are fashioned by the foolish Creator. Pati sutanvaya bratribandavan ativilangyatein tyachutagata gativirastavo gita mohita kitava yoshita kastya jannishi. Dear Achyuta, you know very well why we have come here. Who but a cheater like you would abandon young women who come to see him in the middle of the night, enchanted by the loud song of his flute? Just to see you, we have completely rejected our husbands, children, ancestors, brothers, and other relatives. Rahasi samvedam richchayodayam prahasitananam prema vikshanam Briyadura Shriyo Vikshadamate Muhurati Spriha Muyate Mana. Our minds are repeatedly bewildered as we think of the intimate conversations we had with you in secret, feel the rise of lust in our hearts, and remember your smiling face, your loving glances, your broad chest, the resting place of the goddess of fortune. And thus we experience the most severe hankering for you. Brajavanokasam yaktirangate brijininghantriyalam vishramangalam tyajamanakchanas twatsprihatmanam swajana vidhrujam yannishudanam. O beloved, your all auspicious appearance vanquishes the distress of those living in Braja's forest. Our minds long for your association. Please give to us just a bit of that medicine which counteracts the disease in your devotees' hearts. Yate sujata charanam buruhamstaneshu bitashane priyadadimahi karkasheshu tenatavimatasitad vyatate nakim swit kurpadi bir brahmati dhir bhavarayushamna. O dearly beloved, your lotus feet are so soft that we place them gently on our breasts, fearing that your feet will be hurt. Our life rests only in you. Our minds, therefore, are filled with anxiety that your tender feet might be wounded by pebbles as you roam about the forest path.